It's going on to my phone. All righty. Good afternoon. My name's Julie. Am I ready? Well, something's going on with my phone. I don't have what we technically call this. My name's Julie Fedorchak. I'm the chair of the Public Service Commission, and we are gathered for a work session on wind powering, wind repowering, and reclamation of wind tower components. And so we've received some information from a waste management company. Each of the waste management company met with each one of us kind of individually and staff and went through some issues that they brought to our attention on the disposal of wind, some of the wind facility components. And some of this has jurisdiction related to us, perhaps, and others of the issues are clearly outside of our jurisdiction and fall definitely more in the jurisdiction of DEQ. But that said, they brought forward some pretty, I think, important questions and issues that we want to discuss and look at, talk about together to see if we have any desire to pursue some rules in this area. So with that, maybe I'll kick it over to you, Jack, Brian, to kind of walk through the issues and then we can jump in with discussion as we go.
If I may, Madam Chair, I think Commissioner Crispin and I had a conversation and he had some thoughts to lead off with, otherwise sure. I can as well.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Randy. Yeah, it's a decommissioning issue, which is your portfolio. So,
So you explained the impetus for this,
I think you explained the impetus correctly. And yeah, it does fall in my portfolio, but I'm not going to claim like this is my idea and I thought of it. But in having in hearing out the people who contacted us, I mean the law is there for us to set up decommissioning rules, and we have to some extent in that. That these facilities need to ultimately be decommissioned when that time comes, based on those rules, but we have not really addressed what happens with this stuff, and it is sizable and substantial, and one thing that I don't think I was ever thinking about years ago was that there would be multiple iterations of kind of decommissioning. I was thinking you build a wind farm, and if you have 50 turbines out there, there's 150 blades, someday those have to go somewhere. But as we're seeing now with the repowering subsidies, who knows how many times in a life cycle until they ultimately do decommission the whole wind farm, how many times will the blades have been replaced? That could be far more than 150 blades, and they could keep getting bigger. So I think it is something to consider. They were kind enough to send us some notes on this. and some of these things, depending on what I hear from the rest of the commission, I mean, one thing they could have done is just gone to the legislature and tried to have a law drafted up, but I think it could also be done in rules. And if it seems today like there's support, I probably would move forward and putting at least some of this forward as a rules proposal. When I look at them, there's a fair amount of it that I think is either things that are just judgment factors or would not be for us to make decisions on. And I'm going to just throw one example out that this recommendation had them cutting the blades to, you know, a certain range of lengths to be hauled on a normal semi-truck trailer. And, you know, they come in, of course, I think we've all seen them come down the interstate on real long specialty haulers, and they have, you know, a flag car ahead and a flag car behind, and it would seem to me it would be absurd to think that someone would go to that expense to do all that to haul them to a landfill. But I suppose if they want to, I don't know that it makes much difference to this agency how they choose to haul it to a landfill. But I think it does make a difference in our area of jurisdiction whether or not they ever get taken to a proper landfill as opposed to just dumped out on the prairie somewhere. And so that's the that one with how long a pieces they have to cut it into is the kind of thing that my initial thought is would not be something I would be likely to bring forward. But the requirements, and as this is laid out, especially the subsection C, but maybe subsection 3 of A as well, seems like things that fall more into our area. Although down in that section C, that what is currently listed as subsection 2 mentions approval from the Department of Environmental Quality on something, and I'm always a little bit concerned when I see, for example, in the legislature, a bill that says, well, the PSC is going to do this, and they haven't contacted us or anything about, like, what would it take for the PSC to actually do that. And so that's why I requested that we offer up that someone from DEQ could monitor this. And I know it's probably pretty sudden, and they don't probably have what we have in front of us. But I didn't catch who had called in, to at least be assured there would be consultation back and forth to make sure this is doable. I don't intend to bring a rule without talking more to them, but there just hasn't been time yet. And so there is that factor. So that's about what I have on it. And if you all want to talk more generally, but at some point I can lay out what I think would be the things that would fall under our jurisdiction to discuss more in a rule case.
Okay, perfect. Could we clarify who from DOT is on the phone?
And there,
oh, it is?
Yep, I see Dave.
Oh, hi, Dave. Welcome. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you. I also have Diana Trussell with me.
Okay. Do you have any questions about the subject matter that we're talking about? Or did Randy clarify all of that for you?
Randy did a good job of clarifying. I always have questions.
Yeah.
This is an issue that has been front and center for us for at least the near term, and I'd be more than happy to talk about that when the time is right.
Very good. And then do you want a copy of the one-page recommendations we got from this waste management company?
Yes, that would be very helpful.
And are you at your computer? Could we just email it to you right now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that.
I'm technically deficient, but I'll give it a shot.
It'll just be an email attachment. So.
Pam, I just did it.
Oh, it should. Brian Krosh has just sent it to you.
Okay.
All right. So why don't we, Randy, how do you want to proceed? Do you have any other comments you want to make generally,
well,
Brian?
Not comments, but a couple of areas that I think I'll want clarification from legal on. When I look at Section B, that seems to fall entirely under DOT jurisdiction, in my opinion. But I'm not the legal expert, and it seems that Section C would fall under DEQ. So then we move back to A, and I think point one and two are covered below, more specifically. And the third one, I think, certainly is a part of our decommissioning rules to take good care of the land when you're done. But that's just something I would need clarification on in terms of, well, from a legal standpoint, here's how it fits into what we do.
Jack, do you want to give the legal scenario, like the tie to our jurisdiction here?
Sure. Just to give a little bit of analysis on it, the decommissioning rules and our authority relating to decommissioning, it isn't written in a manner that's very limited. Mm-hmm. Decommissioning kind of bleeds into a lot of different areas. Commissioner Krosh, as to what you were saying about the DOT jurisdiction, I think you're right, not even to the extent of our limitation, but towards the extent of we wouldn't want to provide overlapping regulations with a different agency. Your concerns are probably well-founded. Regarding C, I think those items, likely we would have the jurisdiction to do a portion of that, because a lot of this is current is within the sited area, how you're going to actually decommission and dispose of these to an extent. It depends on how ultimately we write the rules. Related to sub A, related to the cutting of materials and how they're treated at the site, to the extent the materials are treated at the site, I think that would also probably be found. We probably could have some authority over that as well. I'm just not sure how far the commission would like to go with relating to these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, the concept is we want to ensure that this is decommissioned and fully reclaimed. That's one thing, but saying the exact specific manner that it has to be done, I'm not sure if that's something the commission in the past has done. I know in other areas they haven't been quite as limiting in how specifically things have been done. And so I think within a range of reasonableness, we could do a number of the things that have been suggested.
Okay. Is there a way to do it in an overarching fashion if we do go that route, to also talk about the steel, the concrete, the gravel for roads, any transmission infrastructure, a building that may be on site, et cetera? Because there are more components than just
fiberglass blades.
Sure.
And in terms of where it goes for disposal. I mean, they've got to take it down, I understand that.
Right. And I think with regards to the other items of a wind energy conversion facility that we currently require decommissioning for, they're looked at a little bit differently due to the fact that I think there's actually an overarching issue that we've been finding with specifically blades and how they're decommissioned and how they're being disposed of in other states. Related to how you're taking out concrete foundations, we know that's something that could be done if we would require that. We just don't know if there are actually any facilities that, or to the extent that you can actually dispose of these wind turbines and ensure that the environment is protected.
Yeah, no, not taking out below the 4 foot, but there's a pedestal on top of that that base, and that's going to be, you know, broken up with a wrecking ball or whatever, removed. However they, you know, break it up and put it on a truck, and if we're concerned with one solid waste type, are we then obligated to be concerned with other solid waste types?
Sure. I don't think that we'd have to differentiate between one or the other. A lot of times we promulgate regulations with regards to address a concern that's out there. And Mary, the concern right now is, I think, wind turbines, blades sitting out in the middle of nowhere and getting stacked up and not disposed properly.
Yeah. Well, and I think the big distinction is the metal parts that are fairly reasonably removed from the fiberglass. I mean, once you remove it so you don't have to pay for landfilling of it, I mean, you're going to want to do something with it, so it will probably be recycled. A building will probably be sold or dismantled, and it's not that much volume. The concrete, at the very least, it's inert. But this fiberglass is an issue where you don't want it just slowly deteriorating out on the prairie. And I think that's and plus it's so voluminous compared to like the amount of material in the O&M building or something like that.
I think
that's really the key to dealing with the fiberglass
blades. Madam Chair, if I may, since we have Dave Glott on, am I correct? The fiberglass, is that still considered inert?
Yes. And I appreciate the discussion, Commissioners, where you're going at on this. And I will say that we've had to start to deal with disposal of wind blades at our landfills, and it provides a pretty significant challenge for the operators and the operations out there. We do require that the wind blades be cut to a certain size because the blades intact do not fit on the scales, and that's how they get their revenue. They charge for the tonnage that goes into the landfill. So we require them to be cut up. We are concerned about the impact these have on the operation. As a general rule, we would like to see anything recycled that can be recycled, whether it's the metal, the concrete, what have you. I believe that is the way we'd like to go. We do not allow these to be cut on site, landfills, because of the risk of fire, and fires are kind of the worst thing that can happen at a landfill. And so we are starting to look at this. I am also concerned that we're not just going to be dealing with North Dakota wind blades. It's going to be wind blades from the region.
Yeah.
So we're going to potentially be looking at a significantly larger amount of material that we'd have to address on the long term.
My personal feeling is
I do believe that the manufacturers, the owners of the wind towers, have a vested interest in finding out a way to have designed these differently, build them differently, with the thought that they can be recycled at the end of the day.
Thanks, Dave. That's good perspective. I'm going to kick it back over to Randy, but I just want to say from my perspective in generally, I like where Jack's going in terms of C and providing some direction in our permitting about what we expect to be done with this, you know, saying that we, you know, want the blades disposed of in a permitted site by DEQ. We don't want the stuff stockpiled on site for longer than X amount of days, and that the generators are responsible to clean up anything else that happens as a result of this, and maybe even some language suggesting that they recycle as much as possible. So I think that's well within our authority and would support moving forward with a discussion of rules in that manner, Randy. So why don't you go ahead and either you talk through your issues, or if we want to turn it back over to Dave to ask us any questions or raise any other additional things we should be thinking about in this regard, which do you prefer?
I'd like to ask Dave two questions,
okay,
and then I'll lay out what I kind of thought made sense here as a starting point.
And then he had some questions for us as well,
right?
He mentioned earlier.
So, Dave, do the landfills in North Dakota, do they have to take these if someone brings them, or is it up to them who they do business with?
Commissioner, they do not have to take it. It kind of gets into their operational plan and what they can reasonably handle and put into their landfill. So they can reject certain types of waste.
Okay. And then if either, I don't know if there's some organization of them, or I guess primarily your agency, if you have concern about our landfills being overwhelmed by out-of-state dumping, can you submit legislation or through administrative rules and prohibit that so that our landfills would only take North Dakota blades?
Yeah, Commissioner, that's an interstate commerce. And so once you're open for business and you identify that you can handle a certain type of waste, it's open to anybody. And we benefit from that as a state. Some of our waste goes to other states, and so they would come back to us.
Okay. So, did you get this sheet now, this one page?
We did. Thank you.
So, you know, and I'll ask for your feedback, but I'll just kind of lay something out at the parts that I thought had the potential for the initial part of a proposed rulemaking. First of all, going down to number C, directing the waste go to permitted and approved sites. I was going to add to it, though, or that it go out of state. I mean, if some other state wants to just stockpile it in fields and do that instead of raising crops, I don't care what they do over in their state. But, you know, if they can do it cheaper by shipping it to Minnesota or somewhere, I don't care. So I would add that. Well, all of C, I think, is reasonable to start. the stockpiling cannot exceed 30 days. I think that's a little short. I guess I'm thinking more like 90 or 120 because they probably want to get these things kind of cut up and stuff and then bring trucks in and start the hauling.
Barring road restrictions.
Right.
I'll take that into account.
But there it says without prior notification and approval of DEQ. And so I want to make sure we're on track that that's something that, you know, we're doing in a way that, that makes it reasonable for you all to process it. Number C, I think, is just obvious, or number sub three under C, I think, is obvious. And then sub three up under A was the other part that they need to implement measures to clean up the residue from where they chopped them up. Those are the parts that I thought seemed reasonable on initial reading before this discussion. So from that, I guess I'm curious of the feedback.
I have a curiosity question. Dave, how difficult is it to get a approval and a permit to have a disposal site if a wind developer looked at, you know, their portfolio in North Dakota and they've got a half a dozen wind farms out there and they just decide we want to permit our own, you know, waste site, get approval from you? Is that difficult for them to do?
No, it's a process by, first of all, getting local zoning approval for that, and then going through our review of the application, the design, and their operational plan, and then we'd have to go through public hearing on that. So by the time that's all said and done, you're probably looking at a 12-month process for all that to happen. I would also add that even stockpiling of waste, we have rules related to that to make sure we just don't have all these eyesores out there, along with creating, you know, vermin habitat and other type of things. So we have permit required for even stockpiling of waste.
So that issue is probably addressed in our permits already, where we require them to abide by all the other laws, rules, and requirements of other agencies, the stockpiling issue. And maybe it's discussed in your, and they have to get a, don't they have to get a waste management permit or something from DEQ as part of our permitting, or is that just the water runoff, storm water? We see a lot of stuff from DEQ in our siting applications. Stormwater management plan.
Yeah, Commissioner, that would be all wrapped up into that. You know, they would have to have stormwater management, control of the site, have a plan for that, where that would eventually be disposed of. That would all be in that, that permit. They also, when they haul the waste, they need a waste hauler permit to be able to operate in the state.
So when you receive these applications, you're already thinking about all these sorts of things, and that's kind of in terms of the stockpiling of waste and all of that. That's tied in to
Commissioner.
What you're already reviewing,
Commissioner. That's correct. We kind of go from the cradle to grave, the full life cycle of the material, and make sure that it doesn't create an ongoing public or environmental health hazard.
Well, to then, are you also requiring them through your review of their application to dispose of these things in an approved site?
Commissioner, that's correct. They would have to go to an approved landfill in before anybody disposes of any material, inert or not inert, in any significant quantities, they would have to get a permit from us.
All right. So do we need to do anything?
You know, it's sounding to me, it's sounding to me like maybe the only thing we need to do is avoid confusion, that someone doesn't look at our laws and make business plans based on, you know, maybe a wacky idea that, well, I'll just pay these farmers to store it and just leave it out there. I never have to do anything. And then DEQ ends up with a case to bring against someone and a bunch of trouble, and maybe they're gone already, that maybe sounds, maybe all we need to do is address in our rules that they have to follow the DEQ rules that are already in place. But how about if, I think I'm hearing that we don't want to reinvent the wheel on any of this stuff, but we want to make sure it's taken care of. How about if I take a little bit more time since this was brought to our attention and just work with Dave
mm-hmm.
on maybe just bringing something to clarify in our rules so that the developers know that there are DEQ rules regarding this stuff that have to be followed. And then if there's anything else that should be tweaked in, we could bring it again later.
I like that approach.
Works for me.
Plus, also, Dave, in the letters that you, the consultation letters that your agency files with us, I don't recall seeing this as one of the points, but that's, I might have missed it, but that might be a helpful thing to include in your letters, that they have to dispose of these in a certified permitted site on the wind farms. And maybe you already are, so I apologize if I've missed that, but just so it's included, embedded in our record as well. And it's a point.
Commissioner, we will do that, and I think that's an excellent point. You know, sometimes we just, we're up to our eyeballs in waste, and sometimes we just don't see that type of stuff. And I will say that, you know, just real quick aside, this is a very timely conversation. Because we are seeing that, you know, just the tip of the iceberg, and this could be a significant problem for the state if we don't get ahead of it and make sure that it's regulated appropriately. I would like to consult with the manufacturers to see what they're doing to look at how do you recycle these, because it would be nice if they could melt down the fiberglass somehow or whatever mm-hmm. resin they use and put it back into the construction of new wind blades. But, you know, that's a discussion that we should have with the manufacturers.
Good. Do you have any other questions for us, or are you comfortable working with Randy on this and kind of coming, we can hear a report whenever you guys finish your work?
Commissioner's always comfortable working with Randy, so that's not a problem. I think that would be good, because I think we both deal with some of these issues tangentially, and good governance is making sure we're on the same page and don't double up on things. So I appreciate the outreach.
Good. Well, we always appreciate working with you, too. So just consider us opponents of any future retirements of Dave Glott.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to my wife about that one.
we'll do that.
What's her cell number?
Well, I appreciate this. I really do. All right. And we look forward to working with Randy.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Dave.
Anything else that anybody has? All right. Very good. We made short order of something today. This work session is adjourned.
Another one in my portfolio.